So my question, a two-part question, which you kind of answered in the beginning, but I'm still going to ask it because I think there's certain things that I'm not quite sure, and I'm hoping I can get some sort of a reflection from you. Subtle ego. So I've reached a point where now I go out into the world and I see subtle ego everywhere. Like it's just overwhelming. Not only in myself, but everyone that I talk to, everyone I interact with, from the spiritual ego to the individualized ego to the global ego to the, oh my goodness. And my input system just goes into overdrive and I don't know how to ground myself. Like it's just incredible. And the second part of that question is silence. Can you have too much silence? Let me explain what I mean by silence. It's not without any emotions. It's not that. It's just silence, that infiniteness, that isness, that oneness, that bliss that I can't even explain it with words. Can you have too much of that? Is that something that happens? Like, I know it's infinite, it's never ending, it's going to continue, and I get all that. Like, I live all that every single day, but I tend to go into silence mode quite a bit. Is that an addiction, or is that, what is that?
Well, you're going into silence more is in response to the chaos the mind feels about seeing ego everywhere.
Yes and no. Some days it's just right after devotion. Like every morning, that's my routine. Like I don't even put the effort into it. As soon as I get up, it's devotion time. It's connecting with source. It's everything to do with that. And then I have this desire just to be silent, just to be silent, like just in silence, I see everything. Like I see, I don't know, I can't even explain it. It's just like the infiniteness of this universe, the infiniteness of this planet, the infiniteness of each human being on this planet. Like I just see that. Like I don't feel like I need to go out there and do something. I don't feel that. I just, whatever needs to be done will be done. I don't need to do anything. But when I go out there, and it's not like a negative thing, it's not like I want to go out there and fix things. No, it's just I see it. I see, I'm like, oh wow, yeah, right there, there's the ego, huh, doing its dance. Oh, right there too, again. And I see that, like, is that my ego? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, or is it too much information coming? I just don't get it.
Well, it's certainly not your ego that's discerning the ego in others. Like just the noticing of it is not ego, because ego can never see itself. It's totally blind to itself. All it can do is project. So when we don't see people's egos is when we take their ego to be who they are and judge them according to it. What a jerk, what an asshole, what an insensitive, blah, blah, blah. That's ego. But the noticing of someone's ego is divine intelligence, is reality at work, right? Now, if there's judgmental thoughts after noticing of ego, that would be the ego for sure. But what you're talking about really is the clarity that the state of silence brings to our perception, in that you better believe if we're going to live and walk and experience the perfect universe, the kingdom of heaven, we better be seeing that universe. Mm-hmm. And how are we going to see that universe if we're only seeing separation and ego and fear everywhere? So we've got to notice where we're projecting a falsity, where the ego is projecting a falsity, and actively put truth in its place. So that's the practice of A Course in Miracles. See the Christ in your brother. When ego implies that that's a separate, evil, sinful person, I say, no, it's not. It is the Christ. I forgive you, my brother. And that's how we are teaching the mind to see oneness. And over time, the mind gets a hold of it, because ego is not the total of the mind. Ego is just an activity of the mind, mm-hmm. but it's not the whole mind, right? The mind, there is an aspect of the mind that's very intelligent. It's the analyzing sort of working mind that puts concepts into play. Ego is just the activity of identifying and attaching and labeling, but it's just one activity in the mind. And we can quell that activity by showing the larger mind, there's nothing to attach to. There's no one else here. There's nothing to fear. It's just one infinite being everywhere. And then that activity, we notice, gradually ceases. And that's the state of silence. So silence, when you feel that compulsion you shared, Arvinder, to want to be silent, I'm just craving some silence right now. That is the feeling of the mind being pulled into the heart, right? The mind doesn't want to think so much when it knows that something sweeter is available. Mm-hmm. And so in your meditations, you know, like the highest form of silence we can access is when we access the awareness that in this reality right now, there is nothing that needs to be done. There is no perfection at all. There is nothing out of place. Absolutely nothing is mm-hmm. lacking. There's only crystalline perfection everywhere. And then when you realize that, what is there to think about?
I feel that every millisecond. I really do. But sometimes what happens is I think this desire for others to feel that comes in. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, like why can't everybody see what I'm seeing? Why can't, yeah, like it's just, you're right. You're absolutely right. That sweetness, that, oh my goodness. It's, oh, it's just, oh, I don't have words for that. Like I really don't. And it is your program that actually, before you started the 4D program, you shared with us the Bandha breathing exercises, and I went full blast. And let me tell you, that was an interesting experience. Oh my goodness. I did it twice a day for half an hour and it just continued. And so ever since that, I have a look back, but thank you. Yeah. So you're saying, I get what you're saying. Yes, I get it. But then I do have this thing like, you can't be silent all day long. Kind of have to go live. I just feel like, can I have to go out there and share this is what I feel? Like, can't be silent all day long. Is that subtle ego? Is that your coming out
for sure.
in a subtle way?
That's for sure ego trying to give you a good excuse to get out of that state. But what we need here is a good working definition for silence. Because when we say that word, the mind or the ego says, oh, that means not talking or not thinking. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that. No. Mm-hmm. Silence is the state of listening to reality. So let me ask you this, Arvinder, in what scenario is it proper to not listen to reality?
No state, but you have to always listen to reality. It's
yes.
always there. Precisely. Always been. It's always been there. It always will be there. Yes.
Yeah. If you're not listening to reality, you're immediately in a dream universe of your own creation. Yes. Where there's something other than you, something other than God is happening. And then you'll feel the fear and be annoyed and overwhelmed at everyone's egos and all of that stuff. So silence is just the state where I'm listening and attentive to reality. And out of silence, let's use silence and being as synonyms, right? Being and silence are pointing to the same thing. So my being is always in that state of listening to reality. It's one with reality. But am I tuned into that dimension of myself? Or am I just kicking around on the surface layer of the mind with thought activity and noise, right? So am I dropped in to the deeper dimension of what I am, which is the stillness, the sense of presence that is here, the consciousness, the aware conscious principle I'm experiencing right now. Am I tuned into that? And if I am, then I'm in that state of silence. And so it's actually from that state that the most authentic action will flow, that the most authentic speech will flow. Why? Because I'm in tune with reality. So whatever it tells me to say or do is what I say and do. I only do what I see the Father doing. I only say what I hear the Father saying. I always do what pleases Him. Don't you think Jesus probably meant this? Because I'm always listening to my Father, I always do what pleases Him. And that's not a lofty statement to say at all. When you're in tune with your intuition and your spiritual heart center, you always know when you're out of love, when you move out of love, and you want to move right back into it. So when your heart is sensitive to love and aware of love, you always do what pleases your Father, because it's too painful to be out of alignment with your Father, right?
It is. Wow. Profound. Wow. Yeah, I'm speechless. Thank you. I must add another thing to you, to what I wanted to say to you, brother, is that I love how you connect multiple cultures and multiple belief systems into one alignment. I've noticed in your teachings that, and it's incredible. Like, it's something that I've always thought, you know, they're all saying the same thing, just different cultures with different ways of saying it. Everybody's saying exactly the same thing. And I love how you pick and choose the right messages. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for answering my question today. And hopefully it helped a lot of other people as well. Thank you.
Hey everyone, thank you for watching today's video. I hope that you were truly blessed by it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to now be partnering with an amazing conscious supplement company called Organifi. A lot of you know that I'm also passionate about holistic health and nutrition, and Organifi has been a staple in my daily health routine for a very long time. They make the most delicious, organic, and high quality superfood products that I've ever come across. And as you know, a healthy body is a great benefit for spiritual growth, because the health of your body directly translates to the health of your mind. Everything is connected. So feeding your body with high vibrational superfoods straight from the earth is one of the best ways to create that environment for a healthy mind. But getting all the superfoods that your body needs in one day can admittedly be a little bit tough. And that is where Organifi can add a ton of value to your life. I personally start every day off with green, which is Organifi's really delicious blend of 11 superfoods like ashwagandha, chlorella, and moringa. And then in the middle of the day, I'll usually have a scoop of red, which is a delicious energy blend full of 13 adaptogens and antioxidants from berries to recharge your mind and body with a delicious blend of organic superfoods. Your body is an amazing organic machine, but it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. And red is full of adaptogens sourced from organic herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And these are compounds that balance hormones, prime your energy pathways, and alleviate stress. So instead of crushing your adrenal system with huge doses of caffeine every day, adaptogens work with your body and give you natural, sustained energy all throughout the day. What's most important to me, though, about Organifi is the way that they go above and beyond to ensure the cleanest and purest ingredients in all of their products. They are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, certified glyphosate-free, and absolutely zero fillers. So I never go anywhere without Organifi, and I never miss a day without taking it. And Organifi is offering a super generous discount of 20% off of your entire order when you use the coupon code ABKEY at checkout. So if you want to upgrade your health regimen with Organifi, you can click on the link in the description box below to learn more about all the amazing products that they offer. And I promise you that your mind, and your body are going to thank you for it.